This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's American Politics. Today we're about to speak to Barney Frank, who is a congressional representative from Massachusetts. Welcome to American Politics Today.
Thank you.
How thoroughly compromised by money and the race to collect it is the American political system today, would you say?
Fairly seriously. You know, we're the only democracy in the world where the rule is that you can't limit the amount of money spent in a campaign. It's based on a Supreme Court opinion that I thought was wrong at the time. And, you know, you have to work hard, to be honest, in American politics. I mean, look, there are people who want to be crooked, and that's, I think, a very small minority. The problem is that if you want to be honest, if you're running for some offices, you have to raise huge amounts of money, millions of dollars certainly for the United States Senate, and you really have to work at not being unduly influenced. And it's frankly hard, I can tell you this personally, when I take large amounts of money from people who are doing this to help me win something I want, it really takes a conscious effort not to be influenced by that in ways that are inappropriate.
How do other countries handle this question?
They allow limitations on the amount of spending. It's a unique view in America. I was in France on the day that François Mitterrand got reelected as president.
Right.
It was a Sunday. There was no campaigning allowed. We have an interpretation of our First Amendment by the United States Supreme Court that says your right to spend money in a campaign is unlimited and unlimitable because of the First Amendment. And other countries simply say, no, where an election is involved, you can limit it.
Okay, well, as a way of addressing this, you and Congressman Obie and some other people have put together the Let the People Decide Clean Campaign Act. Tell us...
Right, and it's, by the way, deliberately aimed at getting the Supreme Court to revisit this. We acknowledge, as the Supreme Court currently rules, that bill would be unconstitutional because it would limit what people could spend. It would say no private spending in a final election. And a number of democracies have that rule.
What's the name of the Supreme Court decision that's at issue here?
Buckley versus Vallejo. Former Senator James Buckley was the successful plaintiff. And Vallejo was the Secretary of the Senate, Vallejo.
Right. Is there any move afoot to bring a case that would cause the Supreme Court to revisit this?
That's what the Obie bill is trying to do. To get it to the Supreme Court, you, under American rules, you can't get the court to decide unless there is an actual case. So you would have to get a bill passed either at a state level or a federal level that violated that decision.
I see.
Not
okay.
In a spirit of defiance, but
right.
In a spirit of trying to get them to look at it again.
Okay. So, and in what way would this bill challenge Buckley versus Vallejo?
The Obie bill says that you can raise money in a primary, but once you have people nominated, they cannot spend any money at all. They can't spend their own money. They can't get contributions. That there will be a certain amount of public money made available, and that will be it. And I think that's a much healthier system. It's one that's close to what a number of other countries have. And as I said, it would now be unconstitutional, and we would want the Supreme Court, we would hope, to look at it.
Well, what levels of funding and by what mechanism would candidates be provided with?
Well, the mechanism would be from government. This, by the way, covers only the U.S. House of Representatives. And I think that Dave Obie did the major drafting here, and I think he correctly said, look, we're not going to open ourselves up that we're interfering with other people. This is for the U.S. House.
Right.
And it would be if you are the Democratic or Republican nominee, you get a certain amount of money. And if you were the third party and you could get a certain number of signatures, or a fourth party, you would also get a certain amount of money. It would all be public money.
Are you familiar with AB 583 that passed the Assembly in California?
In California, I know in general that they're moving forward. It's a similar thing. And now, there is this. Within the Supreme Court's rules, you can pass a law that allows you to offer public funding to candidates and says that if they accept the public funding, then they are not allowed to also spend private money. But you can't force them to abide by that. A candidate could say, under the current constitutional ruling of the Supreme Court, I don't accept that. I'm going to spend all of it on my own.
How does what's called public funding of presidential elections figure into all of this?
Well, that is what I just described. That is, it offers you money, and if you take the money, you are limited. And therefore, in the last election, neither one of them took the money.
Right.
Because, if one's not going to be limited, then the other one doesn't want to be.
What kind of levels would be provided for candidates, and in particular, third or fourth party or independent candidates? What procedures would be in place for them?
I don't have that in front of me right now, to be honest. Dave Obie has got it. It would be enough to have a reasonable debate on the issue.
What do you expect the reaction? This bill hasn't been introduced. It's going to be introduced next week, or what's its status?
Either it just has been introduced, or just will be. To be honest, in the current climate, I don't think we have anything like the votes to pass it. And the public is a little bit schizophrenic here. The public hates the notion of special interests buying influence. But the public also tends to say, oh, we don't want to give our tax money to these politicians. Well, it's one or the other. I mean, campaigns are going to be funded. If they are not funded by the public, then they're going to be funded by special interests. And what we hope to do is to get this discussion going.
What steps are you taking to get that discussion going?
Well, filing the bill is a way, and that, frankly, has led to this conversation we're having, which we, again, want to point out to people that the only way to, you know, here's the problem. I'm, as an elected official, I think I'm the only person I know of who was supposed to take large amounts of money from private individuals who very much want me to do a certain thing and then act as if they hadn't given it to me, to ignore them. I mean, I'm supposed to be a perfect ingrate, and that's kind of hard to do given human nature. We want to explain that to people and say, look, but there is an alternative. The alternative is something you say you don't like, which is for the government to fund the campaigns. But, you know, when you're dealing with this, your choice is limited. I think people don't like public financing because they say we don't want the politicians to get these tax dollars. Well, it will be less hurtful by far, I think, to the public interest if we get tax dollars than if we get private corporations to give the money and private wealthy individuals.
Essentially, the people who pay the piper call the tune.
To a great extent, yeah. And if the government does it, then the tune's going to be neutral.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking to us. And
I hope
we can see a groundswell of public discussion of this in the coming weeks and months.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.